B-Pod Studios.
We've had the pleasure and the privilege to interview some of the greats of sports and Hollywood, and the stage and theater, music. It was in 2002, we had the distinct privilege to interview one of the country's greatest actresses from Hollywood's golden age, Miss Katharine Hepburn, on her 95th birthday. Enjoy. Hello, Katharine, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, it is such a pleasure to have you on the program, and happy 95th from everybody here on the Stan and Haney Show.
The Stan and Haney Show.
How are you feeling, Katharine? How does it feel to be 95?
Well, I guess I'm feeling better now that I know who it is. It's cold enough to waste my time on my birthday.
Okay. And I know you're calling us from your home in Hartford, Connecticut. Born and raised in Connecticut. How's the weather up there, ma'am? Miss Hepburn. Are you there? Katharine Hepburn, everybody. 95 today. Miss Hepburn, it's a pleasure and happy 95th.
I appreciate you wishing me a happy birthday and whatnot, but these damn tubes keep coming loose.
What's coming loose? Never mind. We last saw you on the silver screen with Henry Fonda. In On Golden Pond, of course, he winning the Oscar for that one. Of course, a lot was said. That was the first time the two of you worked together at the end of his life. What was it like finally working? Katharine Hepburn, everybody, 95 years young.
I don't feel a day over 94.
Well, you know when you sound it. Now, Katharine, I said, you don't mind me calling you Katharine, do you? Or would you prefer Miss Hepburn?
I always tell people, why do you have to put on such airs? Why can't everybody just call me Kate and be done with it?
All right, Kate, back to my original question. Working with Henry Fonda, you didn't work with him all through the 30s and 40s and 50s. Yeah, it was finally 1980s. You got to work with Henry Fonda shortly before his death on Golden Pond. What kind of an actor was he?
Well, he was a hell of an actor.
Mm-hmm.
But what I want to know is that why weren't people interviewing Henry Fonda and asking him what it was like to finally work with Katharine taking a hit?
Well, he was too ill, from what I understand at the time. His daughter, Jane Fonda, was basically, keeping him back. He was very ill at the time. He barely made it through the film, so he couldn't do any publicity for the film. Kate. And
well, that's what they say to me. I always stand up and do whatever it is they ask me to do, regardless of how I feel. And I found him to be a very weak-willed man.
You just said he was a fight. Never. Kate, we're talking with Katharine Hepburn, obviously 95 years old today. The lady who didn't bother with the skirts and wore trousers, and she might need to change them right now. Katharine, we want to talk about your...
I was always very proud of that. Do you know that people, they didn't like it when a lady would wear trousers?
I know, and you did.
And I said, that's a load of boulder, guys. You see, I was always a tomboy when I was a young girl.
Okay, now, I want to talk about Katharine Hepburn, everybody, the grand lady of Hollywood. Golden age. Kate, are you okay? Do you need time to gather yourself, or is this a bad time for you?
As good a time as any.
Okay.
I'm not getting any younger.
95 today.
And I will have you know, the body will betray it, but I am as sharp as a tack.
You seem it. You sound sharp. Kate, let's talk about your relationship. Let's talk about your relationship with... Are you sure you're okay? I want to... Well, I think most of America... You're the last one that can talk about this. Your relationship... Can somebody get you something to drink, ma'am? Or can they go and help you? Do you need to be cleaned up? I don't know if you're all right. Do you want to continue with this?
I am perfectly fine. They tell me I get everything I need from a tube that goes straight into my intestine.
Are you still able to smoke? I know that was frowned upon back in the 30s, a movie star openly smoking. That was a man's world, and you smoked back then as well. You still smoke?
I am, sir. God bless you for asking me such a pertinent question. Mm-hmm. But what?
Let's talk about...
I have always enjoyed smoking, and I will tell you right now,
yes.
Never once in my life have I ever picked up a Virginia Slim.
All right. You know, they're...
I always smoked a man's cigarette, a Viceroy, Philip Morris.
Philip Morris, yeah, I think you had a sponsorship with them. Not too... Let's talk about that film from 1967, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. It was you and your lover, Spencer Tracy, and Sidney Poitier, who was dating your white daughter. And the two of you had to accept a black man in your family. That was so many people, especially at the time with civil rights. That was a major role with you, Spencer Tracy, and Sidney Poitier. Did you know you were making movie history then?
I always know.
You always know. Had you ever worked?
I thought that Spencer played it too soft.
Okay. He played the hard end of it. It was you in the film that was trying to accept, and it was Spencer.
Well, that's why it's called acting, my dear.
We're talking to Katharine Hepburn, ladies and gentlemen, her 95th birthday here. And Miss Hepburn, are you okay? Is there somebody there with you? Is there somebody at your home that takes care of you, or do you take care of yourself? Because I honestly think that there's somebody that needs to look at you.
Well, I'm very independent.
I know.
I don't know if I've ever mentioned this to you, young man.
Yes.
But I absolutely love to garden. I love gardening.
I know, and I enjoy playing a game of golf. You were at male country clubs back in the 1930s playing golf in your slacks.
Oh, absolutely. And I would be challenged on that from time to time, and they would say, Miss Hepburn, what do you think you're doing here? And I would reply to them, you listen to me, Mr. Man. You go ahead and drop your trousers. I'll drop mine, and we'll see whose is bigger.
Okay, all right. I don't.
I have a very large.
Okay, that's, ma'am. You're on the radio.
Abnormally large, a medical miracle.
Okay, ma'am, I know that we're having a phone conversation here, and I know it's your 95th birthday, but I would think. I don't know what exactly that is.
I don't know if you remember my film done in the 1930s, actually late 1930s. And it was called I've Been Working on the Railroad.
Yeah, one of the great ones.
I was the only Caucasian in the entire cast.
What was it mainly made up of? Asian people?
Celestials.
How?
I remember I had to work so hard on dialogue for that film.
Can you favor us with a line from that film in working with it? Can the great Katharine Hepburn, age 95, still do that particular dialect from that film?
Well,
I've been working on the railroad.
Of course I can. All my frigging head.
Okay, I'd be honored, and I know our audience would be honored. Can you give us a little dialogue from I've been working on the railroad?
I've been working on the railroad all the livelong day. I think that's how it's
okay. That's very good. Again, she's not feeling well. 95. What was it like working with Bogey?
What do you mean? I'm not feeling well. I'm 95.
Well, you're making all kinds of sounds out of your tubes. What was it like working?
I'm not making no sounds. The tubes are making no sounds when they get backed up.
Working with Bogey, I know you did African Queen with him. Was that after the first lung was removed? Yep, those are the tubes are doing. Humphrey Bogart, Kate, what do you remember?
Well, I don't know who you think you're talking to. Maybe you should call Lauren Bacall. You know how to call her. You just put your lips together and then blow.
She was not in African Queen. You were with Humphrey Bogart in the African Queen. You picked leeches off of him.
You know, when you look back at those days and you wonder, how on earth can someone who looks like Humphrey Bogart become a movie star?
They had... Okay, that's your opinion. I just asked you...
You look at the beautiful people today. For instance, a beautiful man like a Ted Danson. How can a Humphrey Bogart compete with that?
We enjoy the amount of time we've gotten to spend with you, Miss Hepburn. Please stay well. Let's talk again maybe in another year or two. And by that time, you'd be 97 if you lived that long.
Well, not only will I live that long, Mr. Man, I'll tell you what I tell everyone.
What?
Whatever time period you're talking about, a year or two, no problem. But I'll tell you this. I will be smoking and drinking and dancing on your grave, just like I am Spence's.
You okay? Catherine Hepburn, everybody. On her 95th.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the
afternoon. That's where we belong. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. On all afternoon.
Nice to be important, but it's more important to remain employed on partially reduced wages and benefits. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney.
All right.
You know, I'm speaking for myself on this. There are people in my circle of... I don't know, what would you call it? They're not friends.
Awareness?
A circle of awareness that what would like to see me fall and fail.
Well.
You know what?
That's a long-term theme.
Yeah.
I mean, I've known that about your hangers-on since 87.
Yeah. Because.
You tend to attract them.
Yeah. You know, when you become a...
And you are a great advice giver.
Yeah.
But I think it's true of everybody. You have a blind spot when it comes to yourself.
Yeah. Well, when you're a celebrity like myself in the public eye.
Yeah, a man in the public eye.
For as many years, you have a lot of hangers-on. You're in a circle of friends, kind of like Elvis with Red and Sonny. And, you know, and you depend on them. And then they go and put out books about your private life. And, you know, it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're coming up on the death of Elvis later on this month.
And I think we'd both like to be known like the Memphis Mafia remembered Elvis. Because the first thing they say is, you know what? Elvis was as generous a man as you'd want to meet.
Yep.
He was a kind man.
Yeah.
And then they go in the dirt.
Yeah. And then they go and throw up everything. That's what for years. Haney had a much smaller entourage than I did. Because he knew his friends were very close. I just would pick up any hanger-on and have him do some, flip jobs around.
Yeah.
Pick up the garbage.
You had a bunch of hangers-on.
A lot of yes people.
So you got that side of it. I got just nothing but the true Hollywood story of nothing but just tragedy after tragedy.
Yeah. I'll tell you, Jack, you go and trust these guys and they'll just go and stab you in the back. It's all about the mighty buck.
Junior, if you were able to write a book, how would you describe Stan and I? Or does it depend on whether that piece of equipment comes in?
Well, I'm going to say that you guys were fantastic, and you guys have just been funny as ever.
That's
keep it up, guys.
That's assuming the equipment comes in.
Yeah, assuming the equipment comes in.
Well, I mean, keep it up. You guys are doing great.
He asked me, as a matter of fact, if I would finance stuff for him.
He didn't.
Yeah, I did.
For the low price of $17 a month.
What are you after now?
I didn't know what it was.
I need a new laptop.
Oh, so you want? You demand a drum machine when you need a laptop.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. See, I don't know what to make of this. You know, he's in our...
I know what to make of it.
He's in our inner circle now, and I don't know what to do.
I know exactly what to make of it.
What?
He's 27 years old.
Yeah.
Do you remember the responsibility you and I had at 27?
Sure do.
It is nothing like this.
None. Not even close.
I would not be dreaming of a laptop. Yeah. Well, he's not dreaming of a laptop. He knows he needs that to work.
Yeah.
I would not be dreaming of drum machines and...
Could you at least co-sign for me?
Oh, God!
Yeah, I wasn't dreaming.
That is something I will never do.
No, I wasn't dreaming of a laptop. They didn't invent them yet when I was your age.
They were about to.
They were about to.
Because you remember when I demanded a full-on crappy desktop.
Yeah, that was about $3,000.
Yeah.
That's what they were.
And I think it had a quarter meg of memory in it.
Sure did.
I saw a YouTube video of some young whiz kid wannabe astronaut that was showing how the shuttle landed. And very interesting watching how it really is nothing more than physics and angles as to how they land that thing.
Yeah,
you know, lifting off is a different deal.
Yeah, landing is just, as they described it, a falling brick.
Yeah, and they just have to angle the brick. But at some point during his presentation, he said the shuttle required on five of these, and he shows like a rack of motherboards. He goes, there were five of these. They only used one. The other four were redundant backups.
Backups, yeah, you gotta have
them. He goes, but each one of these, 1 meg of memory.
That's power. That's power.
Compared to the flashlight technology we sent Apollo on, it was a giant leap forward.
Yep. Yeah, and so he wants a new laptop. I didn't dream of one when I was 27. Didn't know what it was. Didn't know what it meant.
Well, I remember when you finally did acquire a computer and you demanded that I come over to your house and connect it to the interweb.
Yep. Oh, that was spooky. And do you know, and I was thinking about this. Our kids and all that, growing up, they were given cell phones at very young ages. And how old were you when you had your first, I'm not talking about the one that was in the van or the big suitcase that we had to carry around. First time you, Mark Haney, went to the store and got your first personal cell phone. How old were you? I tell you right
now. I can tell you the date.
Mine was 1999.
Right around there, 98, 99.
And so, how old was I?
Because before that, it was the world of beepers.
Yeah. Yeah. Pagers, beepers.
Not just futons and bar stools. No. That was our whole world.
Yeah. So, let's see. I was in my 30s, like 30, 37, before I got my first cell phone.
Yeah, but when our first wives went crazy, somehow they issued us beepers.
Yes. Oh, when my ex-wife was pregnant, I had to have that beeper. You didn't know what they wanted. They would just page you, and you had better find a payphone. I was playing golf, and my ex-wife was pregnant. I was on the 15th hole. Suddenly, her phone number pops up with, you know, some kind of symbol that meant emergency.
Oh, yeah, they would devise their own language.
And I'd go and call in. And, what is it? A baby coming? What are we getting rid of? No. What you thinking? No.
It doesn't work that way.
Sorry, guys. I got to pack it in. I just got the page. This could be the big one. No, 1999, I get a cell phone, and I'll tell you right
then. I can't believe he asked you to finance that.
Yeah, and it was expensive, too. You didn't want to talk too long. They didn't have plans like they had today.
Well, what does he want to do, finance a laptop for 72 months?
Yeah, what kind of laptop do you want?
It's a MacBook Pro.
Those are expensive. We'll be back.
You know what? If we won't buy it for ourselves, we're sure as hell not getting it for
hell?
You.
Excitingly new, dramatically different.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, we're going to have Stan's audio grab bag here in just a second. 1 hour from now, it happens every Tuesday, we have a lawyer, an attorney, come on the show and join us. He is the one and only Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law. If you would like to text a question for Mike, he will be on the phone with us, still social distancing. You can text a question for Mike, a lawyer, Esquire. 239-277-9600, just like you would text us on the Absolute Law text line, and we will pose your texts to Mike in about 1 hour. Also, later on today, Stan's Name That Movie Today, Jack Black. We're going to do Jack Black movies.
Well, then it'll be tremendous.
And then we got the local beat in just a little while. So, Chinopolis, get your questions in, 239-277-9600.
I want to ask you about something, because I saw it, but I didn't have time to do a deep dive into it.
What?
Mansion in Los Angeles, big party going on, evidently.
Yeah, NFL guy.
Evidently, the party was for an unnamed NFL star, but people were shot, people died. But there's no more than that.
I saw the story on the news this morning when I got up, and I saw it in passing, and they said party NFL for an NFL player, and didn't learn much more from it when I saw it. And also, you got that big bomb going off in the port in Beirut.
Did you
today.
See the video of that?
Incredible.
I know we have to have... people that know explosives, and I want to know what the hell that was, because that chemical reaction was like nothing I've ever seen.
It's Beirut, Lebanon. They say a bunch of people injured, 10 dead that they know of, but that's going to go up. It happened at the port in Beirut, and it was caught on film, and it was an unbelievable explosion.
And just the way that it happened, it's like it wasn't nuclear. We should put the video of it up because it's mind-blowing. My first thought was nuclear, immediately followed by, no, it's not.
No.
But it didn't have the attributes of a standard explosion at all.
Who knows what's down there? Who knows what's down there?
Because, I mean, it was either something where it was a lot of weight of a substance, or it was a highly volatile substance, or both.
Yep. There you go. You can take a look at it for yourself.
That's the junior just looking at the fire beforehand.
That's the early stage. And then you got the big...
the big red mushroom cloud.
Take a look for yourself. Oh, there it goes. Look at that.
What the hell is that?
That's something. That's using up a lot of air around it.
Now, I don't know if you noticed, but right before it went off, on the right side of the building, you saw flashes.
Yeah.
Like you did at the Trade Center right before the controlled explosives go off.
They're up to 10 right now that have been killed from it. It's going to definitely be higher.
That's like nothing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I've not seen anything explode like that.
Let's do the grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North, US 41, North Naples. Make the reservations. You know how it is with restaurants and something as popular as the Pewter Mug. And with the limited seating, make a reservation. Make sure you can get the best prime rib and local seafood in town. We do this from time to time. Guess what? We do it once a month. We take a look what was number one this week over a 40-year span. Going back 40 years, 30, 20, 10 in the music world.
Hello, I'm Bill.
Hello, Bill.
Are you kidding me? That's not even the disc in there.
Well, it's high tech. It retains the last thing played.
You'll verify. It says grab bag.
I told you, you should have just gotten a cheap CD player.
Yeah. Let's try it again. And then
it's too feature laden for you.
Yeah. Well, all it is you put the disc in, load, and it's still.
But then
about it
takes the CD into memory, and it never goes away.
There you go. 40 years ago, 30, 20, 10. If it works.
Number one, this week in music history, 40 years ago.
Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking.
talk about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me.
30 years ago.
Okay, it's deteriorating.
20 years ago.
Sounds the same.
That was one of Junior's favorites. It's gonna be me.
10 years ago.
I can't tell you what it really is. I can only tell you what it feels like. And right now it's a steel knife in my windpipe.
That's alright, because I love the way you lie. I love the way you lie.
That was Eminem featuring Rihanna. Then before that, Junior's...
What happened?
Junior's favorite, NSYNC. I don't know what happened. I don't know. Annie, what is this? What is this sound?
Cigarette lighter?
No. You know what that is? It's pretty weird.
Ice cubes in a glass
you're
with a cigarette lighter?
You're kind of getting warm. Someone taking two water-filled... vacuum sealed tube. So that's water in a vacuum. That's the sound it makes. I have told you this because I grew up on a farm. You don't want to mess with a rooster. You don't.
Look out for him. He's mean.
A guy immediately regrets jumping into a chicken coop to confront a rooster. You jump in his coop, he's got an attitude. They'll hurt you. This... Look, I'm a believer if a store requires you to wear a mask, you wear one. I abide by that. I also believe once you're outside, you can take that mask off. Not so in California. A Manhattan Beach, California couple. A couple of guys in Manhattan Beach, California were sitting down alone outside on a bench to eat their lunch on the sidewalk. And a man and a woman started hassling them about not wearing masks. Eating lunch outside, these two come up and start harassing them. The woman ended up throwing hot coffee on one of them, which got the guy beat up.
Oh, yeah. What's going on? You know, the mask thing.
The guy that got beat up called the police. The good guys who were eating their lunch on the bench decided they weren't going to press charges. Take a listen.
Don't need to be wearing masks.
The first thing they said to us, put your mask on. And we're like, well, we're eating burritos.
I hadn't even got to start eating the burrito yet before someone wanted to give me a mask lecture. I guess the guy really wanted to impress his girlfriend because I was pretty dismissive. I thought when I turned my back on him, they just move on. But he wanted to stand there and engage me.
When they hit that coffee, I knew at that point, it's over.
Hey, Matt, that was dumb.
And then she decided to slam her coffee into my head. And that's when I decided to get up and beat up her boyfriend.
Get your girl off me! Get off me!
You shouldn't have thrown the drink in his face.
I hope that someone saw that.
Yeah, yeah.
I would do it 10 times over.
No, he punched me in the face. I'm bleeding out of my mouth right now.
Hey, they really wanted to force us to put a mask on. They just thought we were killing their grandma.
Nobody really believes in a mask, but everybody's scared of Ken and Karen, and I'm not.
One of the guys that was eating his burrito out on the sidewalk on the bench, who was involved in this altercation, has a dark, it wasn't a red one, it was like a dark blue Trump hat on. And he said, in California, I have to keep my body cam on for fear that this will happen to me because I have a Trump hat on, promoting the president of the United States. And so he, it was all captured on film.
Yeah. You think about that? A Trump hat and a mask. Either one of them can set people off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I can't pay attention to all of them. But it's every day. There are multiple stories of people getting into arguments because they're wearing masks and because they're not wearing masks.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And I don't know what it is. People just, they feel like they have the right to disregard all common courtesy.
Yep.
When it comes to a mask or lack thereof. Things it would never occur to you.
No.
To say to a stranger on the street.
Ever.
Become okay because mask.
Don't be startled by this.
Oh, don't.
Because it startled me. He played Iceman in Top Gun. He's been Batman, Jim Morrison in the movies. Talking about Val Kilmer.
He's been through a lot.
He has been through hell and back. He had a tracheotomy after being diagnosed with throat cancer in 2015. He was on Good Morning America yesterday and said, "Hey, don't worry about it, guys. I feel a lot better than I sound." Here's how he sounds. Val Kilmer yesterday on Good Morning
America. He had it all.
Yep. And he's been through hell.
I'm doing great. I feel a lot better than I found. Just like every other language, dialect, you have to figure out a way to communicate.
What?
Yeah. Says he feels better than he sounds.
Is that what
he said,
the transcript
he
said?
He said it's like any other language or dialect. You have to figure out a way to communicate. We're all familiar with early Elvis Presley and, of course, this song.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right,
a guitar Elvis owned,
that's all right, Mama. Just anyway,
was sold at auction for $1.32 million. He recorded many songs with the guitar, including this one. $1.32 million.
But did he actually play it?
Yeah, he knew three chords. And if you watch some of the Elvis in concert stuff, he'll tell you, he'll have Charlie Hodge give him a guitar. Charlie Hodge was his yes boy on stage. Give him his kerchiefs to throw out in the... But Charlie Hodge would hand him a... acoustic guitar, and he'd tell you, "I learned three notes," and then he would do one of his old songs, play the guitar for probably about 20 seconds, and then stop.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. This is interesting. This might be a question of the week come Thursday. While spending months at home, people have been selling some of their collections that they have on eBay. Memorabilia. Music memorabilia. Trying to find out if they have anything that's worth a little bit of money. Here's somebody that sold off a ZZ Top poster that they had autographed back in the day.
It's a no-brainer for me. I met ZZ Top in 89 on their Eliminator tour. Got a full-size signed poster by all three of the gentlemen. The coolest dudes I ever met. But they're small. They're little guys.
Another person was selling some Pink Floyd stickers.
When Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon album came out, there were two stickers in the album. And I still have them. They've never been peeled. They're beautiful. And I love them. And they're for sale.
Ah, I'll pass. And somebody
You got to admit, Stan, there's part of you that would love to get your hands on a virgin copy of In Through the Outdoor and get yourself a little brush and a little water.
Already did it. I bought the album.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You'd like to do it again.
I'd leave it alone.
But you'd have that itch.
How many of you remember that? The Led Zeppelin's In Through the Outdoor, the gatefold on the album, had that, the thing was, had a bunch of dots on it and drawings on it. And if you got a wet sponge and you wiped over the picture, it had all the colors come out of it. I guess it was in the dot matrix ink that was on there. I did it. And I'm like, why did you do that?
Did you do it without a second thought? Or did you do it because it was a compulsion, even though you knew you probably shouldn't?
Here's what I knew. I didn't know that it could do that. And it was something that I read in like a Rolling Stone magazine about the review of the album.
Really? You read it somewhere? I thought everybody just knew.
Yeah.
I mean, like Rod Stewart.
I read it. And I said, really? I've got the album. Let's find out. And that's when I did it. I didn't know it when I bought it. It was probably a good month after I bought the album that I gave it the old water swipe.
See, that was... I feel bad for a generation that will never know the album. Because, yeah, they get the music they want, but they don't get the satisfaction of having it in their hand and all of the different things that they could shove in an album.
That's why making such a comeback. You go into now, and I know you haven't been outside for a while, but you go into Barnes & Noble, you go into some of the music stores that are around, they now, once again, have a whole album section where the albums are there. And that one, and you nailed it. That was the joy. You had something tangible, physical in your hand, and you'd open it up and they'd have like little extras in there for you. You could actually read the liner notes on the album and see them clearly. It was, there's something about, I was out at Barnes & Noble over the weekend. I bought a boxed set of Sun Records. They have the label now, and I've got Johnny Cash, Elvis, Roy Orbison, and they're all the 45s that have been reissued with the A and the B side and the Sun label, and it's all in a Sun box. And it's tangible. You can hold them in your hands.
You can scratch them up.
You can scratch them up. You can use them as a disc.
A flying disc.
Here's somebody that had an Alice Cooper comic book.
I have the first comic book appearance of Alice Cooper from Marvel Comics. And my dream is to get him to sign it. If you can put in a good word for me, that would be much appreciated.
All right, we got our Marvel Comics expert over there.
That's the man's dream.
Yeah, well, you know, some people get stuck. Did you know that Alice Cooper was in Marvel Comics, Junior?
I have no idea.
Yeah, well, surprise, surprise.
I thought that was your crew.
Yeah, that was your gang.
Isn't that who you run with?
Who I run with?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want nothing to do with no DC.
Yeah.
No, nothing to do with no DC, dog.
What happens if DC is creeping around your crib?
We run up on them.
See, that's what's wrong.
When we come back, we'll have our local beat for you. Later on in the 3 o'clock hour, Mike Chinopoulos, get your questions in for Mike on the Absolute Law text line.
Sal on one arm, Alice on the other.
239-277-9600.
Get out now.
Get out, that girl. I wonder whatever happened to her. I was telling Junior, he said he wanted to know about her, and I said, yeah, we'd have, over in the summer, the girls would get credit if they were, like, just studying agriculture and stuff like that. And the first girl I ever saw naked was one of those girls. She wanted to play something called, in Mad Libs, Camp Kitschy Koo. Did I ever tell you that story?
No, this wasn't the cutter, was it?
No, this was after, we've probably, in the history of when I was on the farm, we probably had five or six different...
We or you did?
Well, no, if only. That would have made a 10-year-old Stan very happy. But we would have, in the summer, a girl stay there. And one of the games, they still have it out today. Remember Mad Libs?
Yeah.
Adjective, noun, fill in the blank. And one that they had out, this had, well, I know exactly what year it was, 1972. There was a Mad Libs that came out, and one of the Mad Libs was called the Nudist Colony, and it was called Camp Kitchikoo. And she told me when we were filling out the Camp Kitchikoo thing, she looked at me and she said, "You want to play Camp Kitchikoo?" I said, "You go first." She did. Stan and Haney.
That's the story of your life.
96.
You go first.
Yep. We'll be back.
I don't pay attention to rumors. I don't pay attention to movie magazines. I don't read them because they're all junk. And, I don't mean to put anybody's job down. I'm talking about they have a job to do, and they got to write something. So if they don't know anything, they make it up, you know. So in my case, they make it up. When I hear rumors flying around, I got sick in the hospital. Well, I was, you know, in this day and time, you can't even get sick. You are strung out. Well, by God, I'll tell you something, friend. I have never been strung out in my life, except on music. When I got sick here in the hotel, I got sick here that one night. I had 102 temperature. They wouldn't let me perform. From three different sources, I heard I was strung out on heroin. I swear to God, hotel employees, Jack, bellboys, freaks that carry your luggage up to the room, people working around, you know, talking, maids. And I was sick. I was, you know, I was getting, had a doctor, had the flu, and I got over one day. But all across this town, I was strung out. So I told him earlier, and don't you get offended, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to somebody else. If I find or hear the individual that has said that about me, I'm going to break your goddamn neck, you son of a bitch. That is dangerous. That is damaging to myself, to my little daughter, to my father, to my friends, my doctor, to everybody in my relationship with you, my relationship with up here on the stage. It is dangerous. I will pull your goddamn tongue out by the roots. Thank you very much.
We live our lives according to the biblical principle that it is far better to give than receive. And the management here at Beasley is just fine with that arrangement. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Thank you very much. Stan and Haney here. Mike Chinopoulos in less than 30 minutes. You want to ask him a question? Submit your question on the Absolute Law text line, 239-277-9600. And we'll post the questions to Mike Chinopoulos, attorney at law, in less than 30 minutes. Local beat coming up here, too, in just a second.
Okay. I'm going to do something very nice for you.
All right. Thank you, Haney. I want to thank you in advance.
Unfortunately, those of you that are driving a vehicle or operating heavy equipment or doing something that requires your attention, you won't get the full effect, but you'll get most of it.
Yeah.
What I would like you to do, ladies and gentlemen, is to close your eyes.
Pull over to the side of the road.
I already said it doesn't apply if you're driving.
Still, when you hear that, you got a guy like, you know, it's a student driver.
Well, they got two wheels. They got two steering wheels, don't they?
That's if the instructor's in there. He's just going on the learner's permit and mom's with him.
If you're able to safely.
Yes.
Close your eyes. And it's not very long, but you will lose all sense of time. You're going to have an experience. You're going to be transported somewhere else. Here you go.
Summertime. And the living is easy. Fish are jumping. And cotton is high. Your dad is rich. And your ma is good looking.
Damn right.
So hush, little baby. Don't you cry. Take to the sky. But until that morning, there is nothing can harm you. No, 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 no. With daddy and mommy standing by.
My friends, is the great, the immortal Sam Cooke.
He was great. He was amazing, Sam Cooke. Find out that guy's story. Make your head spin. He lived an incredible life, and he died a wild, still untruly solved situation.
But
Sam Cooke.
Immense talent.
Immense. One of the greatest voices in music ever.
I sincerely hope you enjoyed that.
That was nice. Thank you, Annie. Let's do something we like to do around here called the local beat. Try to find something going on locally. You know what? I'm going to tell you this. You can read it on our Facebook page. I almost regret not taking Junior up on the offer yesterday when the story came in about that Collier County guy running for a commission.
Collier County Commissioner, yeah.
He,
that was a good story.
That was a really good story. And what drew
but
me
because
into
Junior
it,
gave it to you, you discarded it.
Yeah, he immediately dismissed it.
I thought at first it was a non-story until I saw the mugshot, and I said, what the hell happened to him? Democratic candidate for Collier County Commission was found face down in a parking lot. Was it a parking lot?
It was a parking lot to a bar, yeah.
And he was banged up pretty good. Elderly guy, older guy. And the cops were called.
Was he like had been beat up or?
I don't know if beat up would be that. It fell on his face.
No, it looks like he got beat up.
He was on the cops come to give him assistance. There he is. And they go into his pockets and they find a powder substance, which was later tested for cocaine.
What's he doing?
I don't know. And when he saw it, he didn't know what that was. That's not mine.
Now, what would you... that's got to be beyond a shiner. How would you describe
that? That's a mouse. It's a mouse under his left eye. That's either falling on the asphalt or a peppering of jabs.
That is a gentleman who's taken up residence on Queer Street recently.
Darn right. He paid a visit. Go check that out on our Facebook page.
But nobody knows what was going on.
What did it say? I mean, they went and...
He was in a parking lot yelling for a Lyft driver.
Yes.
Covered in sweat, covered in urine. And the cops, searched him, said, oh, it's not mine. My friend gave it to me. I didn't want it.
Right. And it was cocaine. And then he was on the ground and...
I'm sorry to say, but in a strictly medicinal sense, he probably should have taken him up on the offer.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll
wake him up a little bit.
Yeah. Get him home.
Yeah. Safely. Because he's got a good black eye. You can read that on our Facebook.
How old is the guy?
Do we got an age on him? He's not young. And he's one of the Democratic candidates for county commission in Collier County.
Hold on a second. You say Collier?
Collier. Yes.
We have... Democrats in Southwest Florida?
Oh, there's a few.
He's 55 years old.
Oh, he's younger than me. Do I look better than him? Do I look than him?
You gotta.
Junior?
I mean, you look all right.
Do I look... That's not what I asked. Do I look better than him?
Oh, better than him? Yeah, definitely.
Right on. Let's go to today's local beat.
You gotta wonder...
What?
Somebody who, at the age of 55, ends up face down in his own mess.
Yeah, in his own sick.
All beat up.
Yeah, moused up.
What on earth made him think, you know what? I've really got it together.
Yeah.
I'd like to serve my community.
Yep, I'd like to see change.
Yes, I'd like to hold elected office. I could do a great job.
For all I know... It could have been just a bad night for him. He might be a fairly respectable person in the community. I doubt it, but he could be.
Well, he can always go back to his radio job.
Yep. They all start in radio somewhere, don't they?
No, I had a thought over the weekend, and I wouldn't do it without your blessing.
What?
I'm thinking about running for Congress.
Jeez. All right, Trey.
Now, there's only one reason that I would do it.
And what's that?
It would be transactional. I would be upfront with the voters.
Yeah.
I need to represent you in Congress for 5 years.
Yeah.
That's all I'm asking.
Right.
Because after 5 years, you're vested into the pension program where they'll pay you forever.
Right.
That's all I'm looking for.
Where you just get a pension.
Because
it's not necessarily wanting to serve the community. What do they call it? It's altruistic. You want it so that you have a pension when you're all done.
Yeah, because, once I grew up and realized that we got nothing.
Nothing.
There's no safety net for us.
Not anymore. Dateline, Naples, and Estero. This story will point out that the gator mating season is still going on. And an alligator's capable of anything. Trust me, I know that too. Headline.
They're usually cool.
Usually. Headline, two alligators trapped after causing a stir in Southwest Florida. Dateline, Naples, and Estero. An alligator was spotted trying to climb the fence at Laley High School in Naples on Monday morning. Ray Simonson, a.k.a. Ray the Trapper, was called to get it. Simonson says... Gators can climb. They climb really well. He said he wasn't...
See, you wouldn't think so, would you?
They can, though. They can... He said he was not surprised by what the gator was doing, but he was surprised at how big it was. He said he received a call that there was a 4-foot gator on property. He said, I rolled up and I get a big grin on my face because that 4-footer was, well, 7'6.5". But that alligator Simonson caught wasn't the only one that got somewhere it didn't belong on Monday. According to the Lee County Sheriff's Office, deputies had to respond to the Estero Park Apartments because an alligator actually got inside the building. Jeez. The sheriff's office posted a picture to Facebook saying people were in the elevator when the doors opened and the small gator was there to greet them. Simonson says this kind of thing is a lot more common this time of year. We're still in mating season, so in mating season, we have a lot of activity. It's the warmer weather, he says. But he said, if you do spot a gator, do not try to move or catch the gator yourself. If you encounter any wildlife, stay at least 30 feet away from it and call the proper authorities. Not because you might get hurt, but remember, these are protected species. So you do something to the gator that you're not supposed to, you might get hurt, but they're also a protected species. I'm still amazed by people that come down here and have never seen an alligator.
Yeah. It's inevitable.
You're gonna run into them. And when you do, leave them alone. Leave them the hell alone.
Don't be like Stan and I.
That was a big gator that day out on Sanibel.
It wasn't his fault.
We were filming stuff out on Sanibel. And probably 25 feet in front of us in the little marsh adjacent to the parking lot, that was a good 12-footer. Maybe bigger. Head, really big, but he wasn't moving. And so Haney and I were wondering.
I think we decided that he was mocking us.
Yeah. He wasn't moving. He was just staring. What are you looking at? And the stone, parking lot had little gravel stones. So you figure, well, let's toss a little stone out there to him. And splashed around him a couple of times till the last three or four of them conked him right in the head. It sounds like a coconut. Mike Chinopoulos.
I think we hurt his feelings.
Yeah, he didn't move.
Then that just made us call him more names.
Yep. We did. What are you looking at, you son of a bitch?
I think we snapped that day.
We were exhausted. We had done the radio show and we were doing TV filming all over Sanibel Island. And that was when we were filming with that Florida Everblades player that kept tossing me in and out of a trunk.
Oh, my dear friend Eric Ricard. Yeah.
That hurt.
Yeah, I think that was the day when I realized that all of our hard work meant nothing.
Yep. Yeah. If you'd like to talk to Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law, text us right now. He's an attorney. Family law, child support, alimony, visitation, dealing with the kids, the alimonies, all of that stuff. You got a DUI, you got something criminal, civil stuff, veterans issues. That's why we bring Mike Chinopoulos on every single Tuesday, and that's why he does it. He wants to help you. Text, just like you'd text us here at the radio station, 239-277-9600. Mike Chinopoulos is next on the Stan and Haney Show.
We wrote the book on funny, but unfortunately, it's long out of print. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
I think it's up for re-release. Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Mike Chinopoulos here in just a second. If you want to talk to Mike, you text him a question on the Absolute Law text line. He is an attorney. 239-277-9600.
He actually knows stuff.
Yeah, he knows stuff. We're about 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails, and 1 hour from now, Stan's name that movie. Happy to say that our phones, to the best of my knowledge, are working, and we're going to do 5 movie clips. Jack Black, who over the weekend I saw a couple of movies by Jack Black or with Jack Black in them that I had not seen before and thoroughly enjoyed them.
Well, Jables, he's a legend.
He is, and he is. He's a damn good actor.
We told you earlier about that massive explosion in Beirut.
Yeah, the death toll has gone up on it.
Lebanon's Minister of Health says at least 30 people are dead,
mm-hmm,
and over 2,500 injured. So the numbers could easily get worse.
If you saw the pictures of that stuff, it was incredible. I mean,
I don't know what it is that tells me that that's non-nuclear, but the only thing that comes close to the violence of that explosion is nuclear. I've not seen a conventional explosion that looks like that.
I haven't looked it over. Our dear friend Mike, who I know is a family over in England, he sent a link of number one terrorist explosive stuff, and they think they might know what it is. I got to go and read the article. Junior, trying to get a hold of Mike Chiannopoulos right now. What's the deal? Are you on hold? What are you doing? Are they trying to reach him? What are they doing?
Yeah, I'm on hold right now. He just got out of a meeting.
Oh, well, far be it from me to go and deal with the meeting stuff. He's doing good work, and if he's in a meeting. So we're just going to hold on for a couple of seconds. Mike Chiannopoulos in a meeting right now. And then he's going to get on the horn with us. Get on the blower.
My God, I'm looking at. I've never seen an explosion like that.
No, that's I don't know what that was. I got to go look at Mike's post. See, that's the thing with the text. Unless I'm specifically looking for something, so many things come in that I can't go and read everything. That's why I like email. Email, I can go and sit in the office and read it and let it all sink in. I think Mike is on the line now. If Junior would stop having a personal conversation with him and put him on.
I hope it wasn't a dirty bomb.
Oh, you would know more about that by now. It happened hours ago. It's a port there. It's right on the water. That was probably some kind of cargo stuff. A lot of fertilizer. It could be. It was a massive explosion, though. What, you were talking to somebody, Junior? Who are you talking to? His secretary?
The receptionist.
I can't say secretary. And what did she say?
Oh, we just had.
Well, you can amongst us.
Okay. Okay. He's talking again. You know what? Is he coming on the phone or do you have to dial another?
He's coming on the phone. Okay. Be patient.
All right.
And I want to know who the hell the football player was.
We'll see if that story comes out. Is he on already? Is he ready?
He's ready.
Oh, I'm sorry. There he is, Mike Chiannopoulos. How are you, buddy?
Hey, there he is, Mike Chiannopoulos. Hey, and you know what? I'm not on speaker, Stan.
I know. I appreciate that. And I was starting to yell at Junior, our producer, saying, where are you? And far be it from me, when I hear that you're in a meeting, I have to step back because you're doing good work, and I don't want to interrupt anything like that. So now that I know you're on the phone, I feel better.
Listen, let me tell you one quick thing. This is an amazing case. So this gentleman works out of his home, and he builds a business, and it's a very, very successful business. And he's got somebody else in his family working for him as the bookkeeper and all that stuff.
Yeah.
The building, the business is now worth over $1 million. And guess what? He lost it all, lost the building it was in, and he may be going to jail because the person who worked for him as his family withheld all the IRS money that they were supposed to pay into the IRS.
Oh, my goodness.
Took the money and took off.
Oh, my goodness. See? You don't know. It could be somebody that you think is your friend. It could be family. You never know.
The IRS is saying, we don't care about that. It was your responsibility. So you're looking at federal prison unless you figure out how to get that money.
Well, then, God, jeez. Then you need to be with them, and I completely understand. Are you ready to go to the Absolute Law text line and see what people have to ask you?
I am. Today's my favorite day for that very reason.
Yes, sir.
By the way, before we do, word on the street, Stan.
Yeah.
The party where the shooting took place.
Yeah, with the NFL guy.
The law enforcement unofficially is saying that that may have been a cover story and that the party was a gang-related bash for the 8-Tray Gangsta Crips. And they say, we didn't see any NFL players there.
Absolute Law text line question for Mike Chinopoulos. Mike, this is from Bob. Mike, I have an opportunity to apply for dual citizenship in Ireland, but I have no idea how to get started. Is this anything you work with or know about, or can you point me in the right direction starting a dual citizenship?
You know, give me a call, Bob, 239-ASK-MIKE, and we'll certainly discuss it, and I can not represent you doing that, but I can point you to some resources that I think will be helpful.
All right. I mean, I've often wondered if you have relatives from another country, are you eligible for dual citizenship? And I think each country is different, right, Mike?
That's correct. But, for instance, Cuba allows it, but then the United States doesn't allow you to have a Cuban passport. So you can only have your American passport. If you accept a Cuban passport, they take your American passport. So,
and yet you could still hold dual citizenship.
Yes.
Well, okay. Absolute Law text line for Mike Chinopoulos. Mike, if I have to file a motion to compel discovery, is there a certain way I have to file it with the proper papers or wording?
Yes.
That's a simple
That's
answer.
The short answer is yes.
Yes.
Call me if you want to know the long answer, because I'm not going to give you that to you on the air.
All right. Absolute Law text line. Mike, I'm not sure if you practice this kind of law, but I feel that I was wrongly demoted at work. I did nothing wrong. I showed up to work, got on a conference call, and found out that they were taking me out of my position. If you don't practice this type, can you point me in the right direction? Thank you for all of your help, and thank you for being on the air.
All right. Well, I don't practice that kind of law, but I do have somebody who does employment law. Give me a call at 239-ASK-MIKE. I'll ask you a couple of questions, and I'll get you over to that person.
Yeah, does that have anything to do in regards to the Florida laws, and they can fire and do anything they want with you?
Yeah, unfortunately it does. And again, I don't practice that area of law, but my limited knowledge on that subject tells me that there may not be anything there absent an employment contract. Now, if they took that action based upon his race or, you know, gender or religion or something, maybe there's something. But absent those things, typically the employers are allowed to move you around even if it's a lower paying job. If you don't like it, you can leave. That's okay. Typically the way the law goes.
Let's see. Hey, this is for Stan, Annie, and Mike. Just food for thought. Do you agree that mask-related crimes could have more serious consequences for the offender? I feel like it is a productive move for the public, and it would be good for those people that don't know better. How does that work? You know what? Because I'm going to talk to you about masks and what kind of crimes, if there is a mandate to wear masks and stuff. I had to go to a bank the other day, and that's one of rule number one. You don't enter a bank with a mask. And you have to make appointments to go in there. Now the banks, if you get a chance to go into the lobby of a bank, you got to wear a mask.
Right? And that's what's funny. Stan, I was at the bank the other day, too, And this gentleman standing next to me was just a funny guy. I didn't know him. And, you know, he looks over at me and he goes, you know, 6 months ago, if I wore a mask in there, I'd be arrested. Now I can't get in without one.
Yeah.
And it's true. And so how do we deal with that? I don't believe that COVID masks prevent a significant security threat. Our electronics are so advanced now with facial recognition software that a mask isn't going to throw us off that track. So quit worrying about the masks. If you need them to protect yourself from COVID, do so.
I think also that he was alluding to the fact that, you know this, I don't know this, that if you go and commit a robbery, is there an additional charge that before COVID, if you were wearing a mask to conceal your identity? Was that something else that could be added on to the charge if you committed a robbery of some sort?
It's not that straightforward, but yes, there is a way to do that. I suspect, however, that the courts will not allow such charges to proceed, even for hearing, if the person shows in a preliminary hearing they were wearing the mask and it was a COVID mask, not intended to conceal their identity during the robbery.
Okay.
It's going to be hairy. It's going to be hairy, and it's going to be interesting to see how this unfolds.
239-277-9600. If you would like to talk to Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law, we have a few more moments with Mike here on the phone. I cannot wait for the day, Mike, that we can get you back in the studio and we can hang out again like we used to.
I know. I'm not even sure I'll recognize Haney. Does he have a beard now?
Oh, no. Well, he's got... He has maintained himself, for the most part, quite well. I have put on about 20 pounds.
Yeah, well, that has nothing to do with COVID. That's just because you're now happily married.
All fat and sassy.
Now, do you still have your beard?
No. That got really long. I mean, it almost got like, Wild Man, Mountain Man long. So I had to shave it off. It was not me.
All right, Junior, if...
Although with my belly, Stan, I could have left it on and played Santa Claus this year.
Yes, you could have, and you would have made a lot of money at the malls.
Right?
Hey, I want to ask you, you're familiar, we were talking about this right before you came on today. Are you familiar with the explosion in Beirut, Lebanon today?
No. What happened?
Oh, you got to see the video.
And we were trying to determine what kind of explosives, because Haney and I were watching this. There's up to 30 dead now and tons injured.
2,500 minimum injured.
From an explosion. And you looked at it, and it was right there in the port in Beirut. And you look at it for the first few
violent
seconds. It almost looks like atomic as it's sucking in all the air, and then it even mushroom clouds a little bit. And we don't know. No information has been released on what that bomb was in Beirut.
Man, I'm pulling it up right now. Yeah, this is horrible, guys. This is really, really horrible.
I don't know what would do that.
Well, I mean, what would do that is not a nuke. I mean, I'm looking at this picture. That does not look like a nuke cloud to me at all.
No, but I mean, as conventional explosions go, this is violent.
It's very significant and looks like it probably had some sophisticated components to it that included some sort of plastics and some other stuff. I mean, that explosion is every bit as big as the one in Oklahoma City that took down that building, guys.
Yeah, it's huge. A couple of more for you here, Mike, as we're running close on time. I just wanted to know if you saw that, and I know you are a proud veteran and you are familiar with the problems over the past decades in that area. To see something like that go off, I wanted your comments on it.
Thank you.
Mike, my friend was drunk and causing a problem. I locked him out of the house. He called the police, and I got arrested for harassment. Am I wrongly charged?
It sounds like you might be. I need to know more of the facts. So call me, 239-ASK-MIKE, and we're going to talk through those facts. I don't charge for that. We'll talk through the facts and see what's going on.
All right. Let me see what this one is. Nope, that one, I don't have to worry about it. Mike, 24/7, they can get in touch with you, and you're always at everybody's disposal. Doesn't matter what time of day.
No, that's right. I sleep between midnight and 6, Unless you have an emergency, please let me sleep during those hours. If you have an emergency, don't hesitate to wake me up, like Stan does.
Yeah.
239, ask Mike. 239-275-6453. All right? Look forward to seeing everybody, or hearing everybody next week. I hope to see you guys sometime soon.
I hope so, too, buddy, and thank you for your time.
All right, have a great day, guys.
There he goes, Mike Chiannopoulos. And I'm going to say this. Mike just left. I try to, at the beginning of the show, tell you to text Mike so that we can get your questions in.
Mm-hmm.
He has to leave now, and everybody starts texting their questions. And we can't get them in, and Mike can't answer them. I need you to get these questions in as soon as possible, because he'll answer all of the questions or point you in the right direction. That's what Mike Chiannopoulos does. So in the future, please get those questions in early. This has just been handed to me. Thank you. I like that. Right there on the air. Bulletin coming in.
Bulletin, 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 bulletin.
All, and this is a pre-traffic. We got a traffic update coming up for you in the next break. But this just in, all east and westbound lanes of Bonita Beach Road from Old 41 Road to Imperial Parkway in Bonita are currently closed due to a gas leak.
That shouldn't cause many problems.
No. Lee County Sheriff's Office urges drivers to find an alternate route. Again, all
there are plenty of alternate.
Yeah, not really, not many. All east and westbound lanes of Bonita Beach Road from Old 41 Road to Imperial Parkway in Bonita Springs currently closed due to a gas leak. Find another way, if you can. We're going to get your first look at traffic when we come back. News headlines, 4 o'clock, just, fluffer emails.
You're so much better off just staying at home these days.
Well, you're just fine with it. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
I just need to, you know. Need to just figure out a way to automate everything and keep everybody away.
Listen to new thrills in stereophonic high fidelity. Sound with a new dimension. The new living sound of
Stan and Haney.
The realism, depth, and dimension of a live performance right in your own home.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Tuesday edition of the broadcast. We're going to get you updated on traffic as well as that road closure we were telling you earlier about, Bonita Beach Road, and we'll get the other traffic as well. News headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails, 30 minutes away. Stan's Name That Movie, a chance for you to win some prizes.
And if you haven't heard, and there's video all over the internet, one of the biggest explosions I've ever seen occurred today in Beirut, Lebanon, and I was just reading more about it, and it's horrific. The death and injury count is going to go way higher than it is now, and the way they describe it is in the general vicinity of the explosion itself, everything's gone. And that's to be expected when you see the video. You'll go, oh, well, yeah, obviously. But what they're figuring out now is the extent of the damage going out from the blast zone and where this was situated. It looks like the whole city of Beirut, which is a metropolis, was afflicted with heavy damage from the explosion, and then moderate damage goes out. But to give you an idea of how powerful the explosion was, the island of Cyprus is 150 miles from Beirut. It knocked windows out there and was audibly heard there.
If you looked at you saw it just suck in as much air as it possibly could from all around, and then a tremendous explosion.
And looking at it, when you watch it occur, one of the most primitive thoughts that came into my head is how unnatural that is.
Yeah.
Seeing the physics at work there, it's going to be very interesting to see what the story is with this. I suspect maybe it wasn't meant for there.
I don't know. This is just the beginning. It just happened today, and they don't even have a. They haven't even scratched the surface.
Remember, that's Israel's next door neighbor. Maybe something was offloaded at the port intended for somewhere else, and maybe that fire is a coincidence. Who knows?
Who are you talking to? Again, you take a lot
of. That was a caller saying exactly what Haney just said.
Yeah, well, that's why he's a broadcaster. That's why Haney broadcasts.
Exactly what I was saying?
Yeah, basically, that it was a weapon stash from Israel.
Thank you.
From Israel or for Israel?
He doesn't remember.
He said four. Yeah. Well, then let's say for and not from.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because it makes a difference.
Yes.
That's what being a broadcaster.
Broadcaster.
Right, Ben?
Yes, sir. You know, explain to the caller, and I'll explain to you because you're still new at this.
Okay, yeah.
Haney and I are FCC licensed.
Right.
Now, most broadcasters coming in today, you know, you could take a walk over to your B, all right? Take a walk down the hall. Most of you, they don't have to be. I don't think you have to be anymore. Haney, me, I know Matt Mangus. This is something that you should all know at K-Rock. All of your broadcasters here, FCC licensed. We had to be approved by the Federal Communications Commission to broadcast.
Yeah, we're federally licensed.
We are. Let's get you. Go ahead, take another personal call. All right, getting back to what we were telling you earlier. All east and westbound lanes of Bonita Beach Road from Old 41 Road to Imperial Parkway in Bonita Springs currently closed due to a gas leak. The sheriff's office wants you to stay away from there. It's for everybody's good. Elsewhere, Fort Myers. Crash. Summerlin Lakes Drive and Cypress Lakes Drive. Right by the Publix there on Cypress Lake Drive. Fort Myers, crash. Cape Coral Bridge, Fort Myers site. And in Lehigh Acres, a crash, no injuries. Lee Boulevard and Hazelwood Avenue South. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record. With Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman and FCC licensed, Mark Haney. What's coming up? Well, he's got today's headlines for you right now. FCC licensed to broadcast on radio.
And we had emergency procedures we were to follow.
Oh, we had to.
And when we started, they were still like WW2 era.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, they were.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we'll have some things for you you did not know. Where do you draw the line? Face masks have caused enough trouble.
They are. And you know, one of the things that a lot of people don't talk about, Junior's told me about it. It bothers him, but mostly the ladies. They wear the face mask for so long, they'll break out.
Mm-hmm. And you'll end up with a sore throat at the very least.
Yep.
So it appears they've gotten away with face masks. People will do that. Do we draw the line at not only wearing a face mask, but wearing goggles, too?
Oh, yeah, Fauci says you should wear goggles as well.
Yeah, well, I'd like to tell Fauci some things he needs to do.
Like a pair of, you know, shop glasses there.
Yeah, sit and spin. A woman from Arkansas innocently ordered a marble cutting board from Amazon, and then things went horribly wrong.
Why? By getting a nice marble cutting board?
We'll explain.
In less than an hour.
And finally, I don't want to assume anything.
No, because you know what happens when you assume something.
I do. But I would like to believe that, like me, Stan, you back the blue.
You're darn right. What? I back the red states.
Back the blue means you support the police.
Oh, you darn right I do.
And I think we go about it in a proper way of voicing our support. Because they're well trained at their job. And sometimes when we try to help them, things can go sideways. A drunken man with a shotgun tries to assist police in breaking up his neighbor's loud party. We'll tell you how that turned out.
Probably not well.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Absolute Law text line. Somebody says something that you mentioned earlier when we saw the video of the Beirut explosion. Just watch the video taken from the side, not facing the water. There are lots of small white flashes going off before the explosion. Now, in the story that I was seeing, they were mentioning a fireworks factory in the vicinity. But we saw that as soon as we were looking at it, and you pointed it out. There were like little flashes going off, almost like little detonator things going off.
Yeah, like the things you're not supposed to see on the 9/11 videos.
Right. laughter. Laughter's important to everybody. What's that? What is that?
I gotta restart my computer again.
What was it supposed to be?
I was hoping to surprise you. It was our good friend R.L. Burnside.
And it came out.
Stop hitting those buttons.
All right, well, I got to restart my computer.
Okay, let me know when it's back.
All right.
Stop hitting those buttons.
Why is it when he hits buttons, demonic sounds come out?
I don't know. I think it's because he's not a religious person.
Well, I tried to help.
Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
You let me know when it's back up.
The Cove, the Corone, had a huge impact on online searches since it began early this year. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
Google searches during the pandemic.
Top Google searches during the pandemic.
What day is it? How much dumber have I become since watching Tiger King? How many Scrabble points do I get for hydroxychloroquine?
Oh, I think a lot with that one.
How to look sexy while checking the mail. Top divorce lawyer in my area. Why are my clothes getting tighter? Is it wrong to punch an elderly woman over the last bottle of Lysol? What the hell happened to COVID 1 through 18?
Yeah.
Bleach breakfast smoothie recipes. Did we ever think Friends was funny?
Did we? Amusing? Funny, no.
What's the cost of living in New Zealand?
That's what I'm looking into.
Really?
Yeah, you want to go?
Well, I was thinking Panama, but...
Ah, no, too hot for me. Let's go to New Zealand.
Is it cooler in New Zealand?
Yes. It's near Australia, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it's if they have a winter way down south down there.
And finally, the top Google search during the pandemic.
Yes.
Does Dr. What is that?
Because he's sitting there telling me, turn the computer back up.
I never said
that. What was that then? What was that whole signal?
I went like this because I'm getting frustrated.
And Stan needs to know you're getting frustrated?
And the reason for that is
that was supposed to be to myself.
I said to you, let me know when it's ready. And then he does this.
I was waving at the computer because I'm getting...
Oh, so he's wing flapping.
Yeah, and morale breaking really quickly.
Sorry about that, folks. And the top Google search during the pandemic.
Yes.
Does Dr. Deborah Birx wear those neck scarves to cover up hickeys?
No, she's got the loose neck there. And she wears that to cover it up.
Oh, the old gobble gobble.
Gobble gobble.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock Fauci.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Need to start working that in. Oh, what's the matter, buddy? You fall down? You got a Fauci? Let me see.
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Oh, what do you got there, a Fauci?
You got a little Fauci? You want to make it all better.
Mom, I want some milk.
Thank you, Dr. Fauci. Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
God, damn Fauci in my neck.
This is from Don, who heard us talking and educating Junior about man-made vegetables. Broccoli, man-made.
Mm-hmm.
Cauliflower, man-made.
Mm-hmm. Brussels sprout.
Man-made. He says, hey guys, I also wanted to let you know corn is also man-made. Good day, fell. Well, the Indians had the Indian corn, but it was not edible.
Maize.
Maize, if you will.
What you call corn.
But the corn that we eat has been...
juiced up.
Yeah. A lot. The maize didn't taste very good.
That's, we fixed it.
Yes. That's the corn that a lot of people will still put on their door in the fall.
For decorative purposes.
For decorative purposes. Thank you, Don. This guy is absolutely right, and this is why I love... I don't love this show. I'm hooked on it, because it's so ridiculous. Javier writes, ahoy, gentlemen. Stan, have you been watching 90 Day Fiancé the other way?
Yeah. You haven't brought it up in a while.
I'm starting to wonder if the producers of the show just keep plucking more and more idiots from the state of Florida. Have you followed that Britney girl? She's insane.
Okay.
Now, 90 Day Fiancé.
The other way.
They're real people.
Yeah.
Now, do they get involved with somebody overseas and then tell the producers, or are the producers like matchmakers?
No. They usually discover somebody through the internet or...
So they find somebody on their own.
Yes.
Okay.
And then as they apply for the visas and stuff, your 90-day fiancé people look at, these people are applying for a marriage visa.
So it's not like somebody contacts the show and says, hey, I'd like to be on your show. Can you find me somebody?
No, they've already found them.
Okay.
And there's this girl named Brittany Haney. You would lose your effing mind with this girl, Brittany. She's a young African-American girl. still hasn't gotten divorced, and she has hooked up with a Muslim in Jordan. She is one of these millennial, I'm free to do anything I want girls, and she goes over to Jordan.
Oh, good Lord.
And she can't understand why they want her to convert to Islam. She can't understand why.
Why would someone like that go to that country?
Can't understand why her boyfriend is telling her to shut up, to bow, to pray. And the father wants her to marry right away because they can't cohabitate.
Mm-hmm.
So the father wants his son and Brittany to get married, but she hasn't told him that she's still not officially divorced and that in order to be in that country, she has to abide by Muslim law. And she's losing her mind. She's in the car in the middle of
Jordan. Because she follows her own rules.
Yes. When she got off the plane in Jordan to meet up with her boyfriend, she hugged the film producers and pulled out a bottle of champagne to celebrate the arrival. The boyfriend about lost it and started yelling at her and to get in the car and shut up and don't say nothing and cover your head. And she's, I want to go home. I don't like it here.
Shame.
Yes. Oh, it's nutty. And it seriously, it is like brainstem TV, and you throw it on, and it just pulls you in.
The stupidity
yes.
envelops you.
And you're saying, how stupid can she be? She knows what she's getting into. Ladies and gentlemen, the
But she thinks the rules would be different
for her. Because she's an American. The Guardian.
So
Jesus.
What?
The concept that nobody cares has not entered her mind. The world still revolves around her.
Absolutely. And she has shamed everybody over there. Shame.
How is she still alive?
That's what I'm saying. This is a good way to get killed.
Shame! Shame!
The Guardian writes, ahoy, gentlemen. So, guys, just as I thought, Junior can't handle the truth. Which doesn't surprise me, as that is typically what you get from the far left. So what I was wondering is, can Junior explain to me what are the goals of his thinking? Oh, we don't want to get into that, Guardian. Please don't do this to me.
If you don't get out of my face quick, I'm going to kick your ass, you son of a bitch.
And I'm telling you right now, you're showing the Guardian some disrespect, and that can lead to nothing but trouble. That should be very simple. It doesn't require a lot of research. If he truly is a leftist, he should know what his agenda is. I was wondering, is he willing to do research or let me get him good facts about the left's agenda? How about it, Junior? Are you a man? Are you man enough to face the truth?
No.
Again, this is not a personal attack. No. I'm just trying.
Farthest thing from it.
I'm just trying to understand his thinking. By the way, did you see? Even the Communist Party has chosen not to endorse Biden. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
He's done it again.
Name that movie when we come back. Chance to win some prizes. These are movies featuring Jack Black, Jables, Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Ladies and gentlemen, to continue, please warmly welcome with us
Stan and Haney Afternoons, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. In just a second, we're going to give you a chance to win. We're going to play Stan's Name That Movie. Five movie clips, prizes up for grabs. I'll go over those today, featuring the films of Jack Black, Jables. First person to identify the film will get themselves a prize. We got five of them to throw at you. And to the best of my knowledge, phones are working. They're on lockdown right now, but they are working. Let's get you updated on traffic first for your drive home. All right, we've been telling you about this for the last hour or so. All east and westbound lanes of Bonita Beach Road from Old 41 Road to Imperial Parkway in Bonita Springs currently closed due to a gas leak. Find an alternative route. I don't know of any offhand, but find one. You're not allowed there. Up north of us, Pine Island Road. Got a crash, the 500 block of Pine Island Road, right at the Walmart Supercenter. I'm sorry, that's a hit and run.
Check that.
North Fort Myers, crash. 4100 block of Hancock Bridge Parkway and Hancock Square. And in Fort Myers, a crash. South Tamiami Trail and San Carlos Boulevard. And you are up to date. Another traffic update for you right before Mark Haney and the news. Stan's name that movie. Today, the movies of Jack Black. I will release the phones after we play the first movie clip. Up for grabs, if you are able to identify
Jables,
the motion picture.
If you are able to identify Jables,
you can have your selection of a Stan and Haney signed K-Rock t-shirt. It's a Stan and Haney shirt. We're on it. $50 to the pewter mug. Maybe you'd like a gift card to Twin Cuts to get a haircut. Just think, virtual school is starting. The kids need a haircut to stare in front of the computer. Four locations with Twin Cuts. Men's cuts, women's cuts, beard trims, kids cuts, and ladies hair coloring at Twin Cuts. And we have the telescoping back scratchers that go from a mere, 8 inches all the way to a good 3 feet of scratching comfort. Your choice, your job, identify the film. Jack Black.
Excellent reaching problem areas.
Oh, it is. Come on, Junior. You know, you're not a skinny mini. And there's sometimes an itch on the shoulder blade that you just can't reach around and grab.
Right, yeah.
And if you had a telescope and back scratcher, ooh, the ease in which it is done.
Modern technology.
Yep, go figure. All right. Jack Black movies. We start with a little bit more difficult ones first. These first couple of ones I've seen very recently and absolutely love them. Name this Jack Black movie.
Do you know what a warlock is, Lewis?
It's a boy witch.
Well, I think they're a little more than boy witches.
Warlock. Noun. Man who practices magic. A boy witch. Are you saying that you're a warlock?
Would it scare you if I was?
Well, are you a good warlock or a bad one?
Ah, depends on what you mean by bad. I'm nice, but not that good. Just a parlor magician, really, but Mrs. Zimmerman, now she's nice and good. Damn good. Got a Dr. Magic Quorum degree from the University of Göttingen.
Do you have to be born a boy with a warlock?
No. Anyone can learn. They study, practice hard enough.
Can I learn?
No.
But you just said anyone.
Grown up anyone. There's charts and hieroglyphs and stuff that would stump a Harvard professor, and I don't have time to teach you.
Please, please teach me. Please, 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 please.
Okay, have it your way. Let me know when you've read all those. Just for a start.
That is an absolutely great movie. 277-9600. Jack Black movies. Name it and get a prize. Ahoy, who's this? As we start off, great. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Matt.
Matt, can you name the movie?
The Walls Have Clocks or something?
You know what? It's a long title. I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah.
It is The House with a Clock in Its Walls.
Yeah, him and the tall brunette.
Yes.
Long-legged brunette.
It is a great movie. What would you like?
What you got?
I've got Stan and Haney autographed K-Rock t-shirt. I've got pewter mug. I've got a back scratcher. I've got haircuts at Twin Cuts.
Pewter mug.
You got it. Hold on. That is one of my favorite movies.
I never saw it.
Spectacular. This one, too, I saw this weekend, and I said, what a great Jack Black movie. Name this movie featuring Jack Black, and in this scene, a few other big stars. Name the movie.
Hey, how many?
You might want to sit down. 707. You?
715.
How many?
715.
Wow, welcome to the 700 Club, kid. That is rarefied air. Of course, it's this old time we got to worry about. What's your number?
You don't want to know.
I do. Scare me.
How about 730?
Really? All right, have a good day.
But I think you just woke a sleeping dog. Excuse me. Excuse me. Did our friend just say where he was going?
Oh, he wanted directions to the Skagit Wildlife Area. Oh,
yeah. This is me.
Where are they following him to? Name the movie. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is James.
James, can you name that movie?
Gulliver's Travels.
No, it is not. Good guess, no. Ahoy, who's this?
That's Chris.
Chris, can you name it?
I'm going to say The Big Year.
It is The Big Year. Steve Martin, Owen Wilson, Jack Black. It is a phenomenal movie. I just saw it for the first time this weekend. They're all bird watchers.
It's a very funny movie.
Yes, it is. What would you like?
I guess I will take the pewter mug.
All right. You got it. That's our last pewter mug. We've got back scratchers. We've got Twin Cuts. We've got signed Stan and Haney t-shirts. Jack Black movies. Here's one for you. Name it.
What is this?
Leftovers. Enjoy.
There is no flavor. There are no spices. Where are the chips?
Somebody stole them.
Did you not tell them that they were the Lord's chips?
I was trying to.
You are useless, Ignacio.
Silence, brother. This is the worst lunch I ever had.
Your only job is to cook. Do you not realize I have had diarrhea since Easter's?
Okay. Maybe I am not meant for these duties. Cooking duty. Dead guy duty. Maybe it's time for me to get a better duty.
Name the movie. 277-9600. Did you know that one? Is that the first one you've recognized, Junior?
No, I recognized the other one, too.
Did you? Which one?
The Big Year.
Oh, The Big Year?
Yeah.
That's a good movie, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Ahoy, who's this?
Rachel.
Rachel, you know the name of that movie, don't you?
I hope so. Is it Nacho Libre?
It is Nacho Libre. Is somebody in the car? Did your boyfriend or something tell you to say that? Or did you know?
I knew it.
He's in the car with you right now, though, isn't he?
Nobody's in the car with
me. All right.
I'm just on my way to get my kids.
Now, why are you harassing this woman?
Are you a big fan of Jack Black?
I do like his movies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, are your kids at daycare right now?
He's at camp.
Oh, all right. Are they old enough to go to school when school's supposed to start again?
Yeah, he'll be a first grader.
Oh, wow, that's big. And are they letting you go to school yet, or do you have to do it virtual?
No, I'm going to put him in the building whether they open the doors or not. Amen,
sister.
I am not teaching first grade. Kindergarten was hard enough.
That's
just
great.
Drop them off.
Yep. Well,
somebody will open a door eventually.
Love it. What would you like?
What was it you had left?
I have twin cuts to get a haircut. There's four locations. They do everything. Men, women, kids, hair coloring, beard trims. They do it all. I got back scratchers, and I got autographed Stan and Haney T-shirts.
I want to get the T-shirt.
You got it. Hold on. Nacho Libre. Libre.
A movie that would not be made today.
Correct. We're up to movie clip number four, Jack Black. I always love this scene. Name the movie.
Hey, I give up.
Well, I guess the automatic sighting works.
Yeah, thought I was about to sprawl.
Well, Lamont, I'm going to have to speed test it now.
Speed test.
So, run.
What do you mean?
I mean, run. Now.
Run to your run! Get up! All right, good! Oh, stop there! Just stop there! Turn around! Hold out that pack of cigarettes! Don't be afraid! Stand very still!
I told you it was off.
I could go further with that, but it was messy. 277-9600. Name that movie featuring Jack Black in there. Love that movie. Ahoy, who's this?
It's Richard.
Richard, can you name that movie with Jack Black in it?
That would be the first movie I ever saw Jack Black in, and it's called The Jackal.
It is, The Jackal, with Bruce Willis. He gets his arm blown off, and then he gets all shot up.
Oh, yeah. He got the frog.
Yep. Run. What would you like? I've got T-shirts, signed Stan and Haney T-shirt, back scratcher. I got haircuts.
I'll take the T-shirt.
You got
Absolutely.
It, buddy. Hold on. All right, one more. One more Jack Black movie. This is the one everybody loves. Give you an easy one to say you're a big winner. Our final and fifth movie featuring Jack Black. Name it.
Freddie, what do you like to do?
I don't know. Burn stuff?
Just go out and have recess.
My parents don't spend $15,000 a year for recess.
What, you want to learn something?
Yes, I do.
What, you want me to teach you something? You want to learn something? All right, here's a useful lesson for you. Give up. Just quit. Because in this life, you can't win. Yeah, you can try. But in the end, you're just going to lose big time because the world is run by the man.
Who?
The man. Oh, you don't know the man? Oh, well, he's everywhere. In the White House, down the hall, Miss Mullins. She's the man. And the man ruined the ozone. And he's burning down the Amazon, and he kidnapped Shamu and put her in a chlorine tank, okay? And there used to be a way to stick it to the man. It was called rock and roll. But guess what? Oh, no. The man ruined that, too, with a little thing called MTV. So don't waste your time trying to make anything cool or pure or awesome, because the man's just going to call you a fat, washed-up loser and crush your soul. So do yourselves a favor and just give up! Oh.
Mr. Schneebly, it's after 10. On Tuesdays, the children have music class now.
Right, okay. Good work, people. We will continue with our lecture on the man when we return. Have a good music class.
Name the movie. 2779600. Yeah, Andy and I know all about the man.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. In this building, his name's Beasley.
Yep.
He's the man. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi.
What?
This is Stephanie.
Stephanie?
I was calling in for the name of the movie.
Yeah? Why did I hear a man's voice just beforehand?
I had the radio on.
Oh, okay. That must have been you. A man's voice. Stephanie, name the movie.
School of Rock.
Yes. School of Rock. You are correct. What would you like?
I'll take a t-shirt.
You got it, sweetheart. Hold on, okay?
Sure.
Nice job. Yeah, that was me. I heard myself on the radio. God, I sound good. Hold on.
Hold on. Who is there with you, Stephanie?
It? Yeah, it's just the radio. Well, that must be Stan. You got my outro for me, Haney?
Yeah. Sure. Well, be happy to.
That guy sounds good. He's a perfect. He's licensed by the FCC.
Can't believe you did all that. And didn't do Pick a Destiny.
Do you know how many I had to go and through?
And that concludes yet another disappointing tribute by Stan.
Plus, a lot of TV stuff, a lot of short films. No.
No, I said Pick of Destiny.
No. This is what you get.
That concludes Stan's tribute to Jack Black.
That's right.
Tune in next week when Stan pays tribute to Kyle Gass from Radio City in Estero.
What else was he in?
Pick a Destiny.
Yeah, but what else? A lot of short TV films and short clip
films.
He's
been in other movies.
A lot of songs.
He's been in other movies.
I'm looking for dialogue.
There's a lot of agreement on his part. From
Dialogue.
Radio City in Estero, this is Mark Haney.
Hey, it's Dave and Chuck the Freak. And now, back to Stan and Haney on 96K Rock. Everything that rocks.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here. Tuesday edition, Mark Haney and the news coming up here in just seconds.
And now back to Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Yeah. And now, let's swing it back to them. And we'll also get you updated on traffic. And 6 o'clock, Al Beck will take over.
Simple the capable Al Beck.
Yes, as Gordon Solie would say, the capable Al Beck.
Al Beck, of course, collegiate wrestler, familiar with all the Greco-Roman style techniques. He'll be going up against Junkyard Dog.
Of course, the Intercontinental Champ, Al Beck, very capable. Several times a TV title holder.
Yep. Always count on Al Beck for a workman-like performance.
Workman. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Junior just informed me that Bonita Beach Road, east and westbound, from Old 41 Road to Imperial Parkway in Bonita Springs, still closed due to a gas leak. Lee County Sheriff's Office urging drivers find an alternate route. We got a crash, Fort Myers, 16,000 block of South Tamiami Trail, and you are up to date. We'll have one more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchor man was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Martini
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Martini.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday, August 4th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. I'm sorry if I'm a little slow today, Stan.
Yeah, I've noticed that. What's going on?
I think I might have aggravated a hammy playing rooftop tennis with Roger Federer. See, he needed a doubles partner to play these two female Italian teenagers.
I see.
I think there's video of it. You can look it up when you get home.
Yeah. I'll look it up.
Rooftop tennis. I think that's a thing now.
As long as you don't fall.
Well, I mean, that's rule one.
Yeah, but somebody will, and it'll spoil it for everybody.
You're right. It'll probably be, you know, somebody acting as a referee, not even a player.
Yeah, fall right off. Kind of line judge.
Yep. Time now for Things You Didn't Know.
Okay.
What was the first song ever played on the radio?
That's a good question. I don't know. I don't know what the first song on the radio was.
I will tell you right now. And it's odd because of the time of year, but the song popped into my head recently, and I thought to myself, that may well be perhaps the greatest song ever written. The first song ever played on the radio was played on Christmas Eve in 1906.
Very few stations then.
The song, Oh Holy Night.
All right. Makes sense.
And we told you last week that Heath Ledger was good at chess.
Yeah, that's right.
And Heath Ledger had reached that point where he was about to go from stardom to superstardom.
Oh, yeah.
But he died in 2008, still stuck in normal stardom. How do we know this? Well, on the day he died, Heath Ledger was the number one term searched on Google.
All right. Makes sense.
The number two most searched term?
What?
Keith Ledger.
Ah!
That's how you know you haven't made it to superstardom. Yeah. Who?
Keith.
Keith Ledger died?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Well, I guess we're going with some sort of a Christmas theme here with Oh Holy Night.
You should have done that last month, because last month, it's Christmas in July. I was watching on the home shopping at QVC.
Mm-hmm.
Whole month on QVC as I'm buying Christmas in July.
You know what makes me think of Christmas in July?
What, Haney?
Walking into an old school Sears and seeing all of the window shaker displays turned on full blast with the little flags
with the
blowing.
Little streamers going at them.
Yep. Always fascinated me. That was entertainment back then.
Yep. Yeah.
First department store Santa Claus, where and when?
Macy's. New York City.
Brockton, Mass, 1890.
Home of the Brockton blockbuster, Rocky Marciano. What year?
1890.
Oh, way back. It's before Marciano's time. 49-0, undefeated.
Atlantic or Pacific? Which has more salt?
Since it's smaller and more condensed, I'll say the Atlantic. You know, it's a smaller ocean.
Yeah.
You know,
really more of a sea.
Yes. I'd say the Atlantic.
The Atlantic is by far much, much saltier than the Pacific is.
Yeah, because the Pacific's so much bigger, it waters down the salt.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Wouldn't go with that, no, but personally. But, now, we have an extra bonus on things you didn't know.
Oh.
And I preface it by saying, I think older people may be aware of this, but younger people may not be.
Micah Jr.
Mm-hmm.
All right, ask him. I'll raise my hand if I don't know the answer.
Junior, have you ever operated a dishwasher?
Yes.
When you put your dishes in the dishwasher, should you rinse them off first?
Yes.
Yes.
According to a cleaning expert in Australia, stop rinsing dishes before you put them in the dishwasher.
That makes completely no sense to me, and I've got facts to back it up.
Because it could wind up making them less clean.
Do you have the sanitize button on there that gets it to the right temperature to sanitize?
Our expert says most modern dishwashers have sensors that figure out just how filthy the dishes are and then adjust things like water temperature and pressure to match.
Sure.
So when you rinse off your dishes, even though they're still fairly filthy, the dishwasher senses that they're mostly clean and doesn't make much of an effort.
I don't know about that.
The advice, instead of rinsing them, you should just scrape off solid food before you load the dishes. That's
okay.
It.
Yeah. Here's something that I didn't know, and most people don't know, and we went and investigated it. There was something that was online. Dishwashers. Your dishwasher, and you put the liquid in there, or the little pod, and you wash them, and sometimes they have the little slot for the quick dry stuff that you can put in there. Do you know that your dishwasher actually has a filter and that it needs to be cleaned out? And most people that own a dishwasher and have it right there in their kitchen have no idea there is a filter for your dishwasher, and it's on the bottom, right where the swirly. In the center of that, you take that out, and it was like a bunch of surveys were done with people that didn't know that there was a filter in their dishwasher. Virtually all of them, they go in there and they start retching because they cannot believe how filthy the filter is, because nobody knows there's a filter in the dishwasher. And so you go and pop out that sprayer on the bottom, and then it's like a little tab that pops the hub off, and in there is a filter, and get ready to retch. And most people don't know it. You went, oh, these dishes still didn't come out good. I don't know if the water's getting out enough. I don't know if it's cleaning it well. clean the filter of your dishwasher and find it, because you might have to even look at the instructions where yours is and get ready to be shocked.
Can you do one of Stan's famous helpful rhymes?
Like?
Clean the filter.
Clean the filter. I don't know. What rhymes with... There's nothing rhymes with filter. Kilter. So the smell won't kilter. Something like that. You got a rhyme there, Junior? Clean the filter.
I was going to say something with grifter. I don't know.
No, grifter.
Oh, come on.
What about you?
Clean the filter so the smell won't wilter.
Yeah.
None of them are great. There's not a lot of great options for filter.
No.
But I figured if anybody could do it, it's the guy that wrote Vote Ike.
I said kilter.
Yep.
Filter. Got to give me more than 20 seconds.
Clean that filter. Don't be off kilter.
Ah! If you don't clean the filter, you'll be off kilter.
There you see? Right that's the pepper right there. Yeah,
that's what made
He's done it again.
I am.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill. A lovely 21-year-old woman named Georgia Rogers from Arkansas recently ordered a brand new white cutting board with a marbled finish from the good people at Amazon.
All right. A marble cutting board or marble-like?
A white cutting board with a marbled finish.
Okay.
Well, 21-year-old Georgia was quite happy when she saw her package had arrived. Couldn't wait to open it
and
see her new cutting board. And when she opened it, she couldn't help but notice the detail on the cutting board.
I bet you a lot of detail on that marble finish.
When Georgia received it, she couldn't help but notice the marbling appeared to be modeled on male genitalia.
Huh? What? It is.
And it's so bad, we can't even show that picture.
That's something that you can't post.
It's anatomically correct.
Yes, unless Junior does what they did to that guy yesterday with that on his forum. You got to pixelate it. Pixelate the beautiful marble finish. That's blatant.
Now, there's been some investigation done. She contacted Amazon, they contacted the manufacturer, and it turns out
Big Earl
this was not a prank. It was not done on purpose. Somehow the marble pattern somehow randomly obtained that shape.
Baloney.
Once this was explained to Georgia, she opted to keep the cutting board.
Oh, yeah, because it's so unique. What the? Who are you having another conversation with?
Someone had a rhyme for the filter.
What did it say?
Clean the filter, or it'll smell like gefilte fish.
No. I mean, I guess if you don't say fish and just leave it at gefilte.
Clean the filter, the smell almost killed her.
Yeah, that was used by one of us, I think.
Yeah, one of us. I think I used a kilt.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no rhyme to that.
No.
There's no rhyme.
No.
And yeah.
But we live in the age of hip-hop, and we have to make it work.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
You're right, Haney.
Bill. We live in crazy times. And although I think it's important to back the blue, if you will, it's best to just voice your support and support the police, but in appropriate ways.
Will you take down the picture of that cutting board, please?
Is it bothering you?
It's just
it'll linger in there.
Yeah, what's wrong?
It's just a distraction.
Oh, I guess I'll take it down.
Yeah, take it down.
What would you say the dimensions on that cutting board are, Stan?
Jeez, that's a good 8x13. That is not random.
A 20-year-old gent near Detroit was having a loud party last Friday.
For an NFL player?
No, that was L.A. So the police were summoned to break it up. God forbid someone should have a good time.
Yeah.
And as the police were handling the situation professionally, one of the man's neighbors decided to physically back the blue. 47-year-old Chris Hogarth walked out and began arguing with the man, who told him to shut up, go back inside, and mind his own business. Now, at first, everything was fine, because Chris did go back inside, only to return with a shotgun.
Jeez.
The police, who, believe me, they know what it means when they hear the sound of a shotgun being racked. And they saw Chris standing on his porch holding the weapon. When they ordered him to drop the weapon, he opted not to comply, but again went back inside his house, thinking perhaps no harm, no foul. But he eventually gave himself up, and at that point, the officers determined that Chris was, well, drunk.
You don't say.
He is facing charges for possession of a firearm while intoxicated.
What's wrong with his nose?
Cauliflower nose.
It's a different color. I mean, I'm not talking red. It looks like dead skin.
I think it's a Band-Aid.
Is it?
Watch your head, sir.
It might be it.
And that's the news for today, Tuesday, August 4th.
Double M, double X.
I am me.
Yep.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. Greatly appreciated.
Hey, what are you talking about? I'm on your side.
What a mess. Yeah.
It doesn't work that way,
no,
folks.
No. You don't. Let the police do their work. You go back in your house and don't rack that shotgun anymore.
And the best thing you can do when somebody is effing with you, just walk away. Nothing good's going to come of it.
We're going to take a break. We'll be
back. Why does a 47-year-old man feel like he's got to make a point to
attention
a 20-year-old smartass?
Attention-seeking. All right? Any older adult that has to constantly make a point to somebody in their 20s ought to re-examine their own head.
Yeah.
Stan and Haney.
Well, I'll leave you two groovy buddies to partake in rock and roll activities.
96 J-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you so much for spending your Tuesday afternoon with us. It is greatly appreciated. Al Beck coming up at 6 o'clock. He's going to take you through your evening. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. right, a couple of things on the board. We'll start in Fort Myers, got a crash, Cypress Lake Drive and South Point Boulevard. And then this one showing up in Lehigh Acres, a crash, Sunshine Boulevard North and Lee Boulevard. And you are up to date. Let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I had a little baby girl. I had a little baby girl. Little baby girl. Yeah. It's not a big deal. I mean, even roaches have kids, right? But I got a little baby girl, right? And it's amazing when you have a girl. You're a man. You have a girl. Because I realize I'm the man in her life. And my relationship with my daughter is going to affect her relationship with men for the rest of her life. And every man in here is dating a woman with some daddy issues. That ain't fun, okay? Sometimes I'm walking with my daughter, I'm talking to my daughter, I'm looking at her, I'm pushing her and stroller, and sometimes I pick up and I just stare at her, and I realize my only job in life is to keep her off the pole. Keep my baby off the pole. And I'm not making fun of the strippers, because some of them just missed a few hugs. Some of them were like, Daddy, can we talk? Hey, I'm watching the game. I'll show you. I'm going to dance naked to Motley Crue records. I'm going to change my name to Cinnabuns. And I'm going to wear clear heels.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this.
Number one, this week in music history, 40 years ago.
Where have you been hiding okay. out lately, honey? You can't dress flashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me.
30 years ago.
Okay, it's deteriorating.
20 years ago.
Sounds the same.
That was one of Junior's favorites. It's gonna be me.
10 years ago.
I can't tell you what it really is. I can only tell you what it feels like. And right now, it's a steel knife in my windpipe.
That's alright, because I love you.
That was Eminem featuring Rihanna. Then before that, Junior.
What happened?
Junior's favorite, NSYNC. I don't know what happened. I don't know. Annie, what is this? What is this sound?
Cigarette lighter?
No. You know what that is? It's pretty weird.
Ice cubes in a glass
you're
with a cigarette lighter.
Getting warm. Someone taking two water-filled, vacuum-sealed tubes. So that's water in a vacuum. That's the sound it makes. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
You let me know when it's back up.
The Cove, the Corone, had a huge impact on online searches since it began early this year. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
Google searches during the pandemic.
Top Google searches during the pandemic.
What day is it? How much dumber have I become since watching Tiger King? How many Scrabble points do I get for hydroxychloroquine?
Oh. I think a lot with that one.
How to look sexy while checking the mail. top divorce lawyer in my area. Why are my clothes getting tighter? Is it wrong to punch an elderly woman over the last bottle of Lysol? What the hell happened to COVID 1 through 18? Bleach breakfast smoothie recipes. Did we ever think Friends was funny?
Did we? Amusing? Funny, no.
What's the cost of living in New Zealand?
That's what I'm looking into.
Really?
Yeah, you want to go?
Well, I was thinking Panama, but...
Ah, no, too hot for me. Let's go to New Zealand.
Is it cooler in New Zealand?
Yes. It's near Australia, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it's if they have a winter way down south down there.
And finally, the top Google search during the pandemic.
Yes.
Does Dr. What is that?
Because he's sitting there telling me, turn the computer back up.
I never said
that. What was that then? What was that whole signal?
I went like this because I'm getting frustrated.
And Stan needs to know you're getting frustrated?
And the reason for that is
that what? Was supposed to be to
I
myself.
I said to you, let me know when it's ready. And then he does this.
I was waving at the computer because I'm getting...
So he's wing flapping.
Yeah, and morale breaking really quickly.
Sorry about that, folks. And the top Google search during the pandemic.
Yes.
Does Dr. Deborah Birx wear those neck scarves to cover up hickeys?
No, she's got the loose neck there.
Oh.
And she wears that to cover it up.
Oh, the old gobble gobble.
Gobble gobble.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock Fauci.
Albert, I've left the building.
That's it, baby.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.